Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We give the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:16, down 5 on the open. September, 8:27, down 8. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.74, down 8.5 on the open. September, 7.93, down 5.75. December, 8.12, down 7.25. July corn opened at 6.10.5, down 5.25 on the open. September, 6.25, down 4. December, 6.38, down 5.25. March of 2009, 6.52.5, down 4.75. May, 6.61.75, down 3.75. July, 6.67.5, down 4.5. December of 2009, 6.07, down 2 on the open. July beans opened at 13.62, down 3.5 on the open. August, 13.69, down 1.75. September, 13.60, down 1. November, 13.53, down 5.5. January of 2009 opened at 13.72.5, down 0.5 on the open. March, 13.80.5, down 3. May, 13.89, down 1.75 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 3.42, down a dollar on the open. August, 3.45, down 7. July soybean oil opened at 61.25, down 45 on the open. August, 61.75, down 31. June live cattle opened at 94.95, down 45 on the open. August, 125, down 57.5. August feeders open at 114, up 30 on the open. September, 115.30, up 57.5. June lean hogs open at 57.95, down 37.5 on the open. July, 75.70, down 50. And July bellies open at 77.80, up 80 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
The one green spot on my screen is in the soybean pit. What's going on there?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the green spot all over the Midwest here with the rain coming
down,
Dave.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute.
the green spot is there on the beans. We just had conversations with those on the floor, just sort of the feeling of how things looked with the possibility of more bean acres for a few corn acres not getting planted. A little bit like that, and a lot of surprise or reaction that they're a little befuddled as to why we're seeing the green there. I think that a couple things going on today. They're starting the hearings about the hedge funds, and there's little talk that there could be a little front running of getting positions on before they tell them that they have to limit some of them. And also, I think that as we look at the oil demand across the world, why it stays extremely high.
The trade is of a mindset that there's still plenty of time to get beans in the ground?
I believe they are at this point in time. Now, there's getting areas that are getting a little bit nervous, ours being one of them. We had 2.5 inches rain on Friday, another quarter of an inch on Sunday, and we're in a flood watch right now in our area, and we have a lot of people that have 200-300 acres of beans that have not been put in the ground the first time.
And I suppose traders are willing to wait another week on the soybean emergence and see how the week plays out.
I think that we saw tremendous gains as far as the corn went last week. The planting went good. The emergence popped up. Area here, I bet our corn doubled in size from Friday to this morning, just because we got some warm weather, and you know, so things can improve in a hurry.
Meanwhile, one of the issues that we have to deal with is prevented planting, and what will corn producers across the Corn Belt do with that, and how many potential acres might we lose to soybeans down the road?
Well, you know, there was 5% left to be planted, Dave. We think that at least half of that will get planted, so that could leave a couple percent left out there. So, you know, will they actually come in with late planted corn, or will they take prevented plant in some cases and just not plant anything, or will they go ahead and plant soybeans in those acres? We think there's going to be a few more acres of soybeans pop out of that.
And could we lose as much as a million acres of corn?
I think we could lose a million acres of corn, maybe not all of it going to beans. Part of it's already went to, I think, milo, the grain sorghums. I think part of it, it could be on just some poorly, it could be just plain prevented plant.
And when we plug in this week's NAS numbers into those formulas that traders like to use to sort out what the yield on the corn crop might be, what kind of numbers come up?
I think that, you know, we have to come down from what we've used in the past here. I think Darrell Goods talked on the air that he thought those numbers were a little high and whatever. I think that, unfortunately, we probably have to take close to a bushel off what the NAS has been using.
So that means we're down to that 152 level, 151 level?
Let's use 152 for now, Dave.
152 for now, okay. What's your impressions of the wheat market and how it's performing today?
Well, the wheat market, of course, hey, we got some nice rains in Australia for a change. That's a wonderful thing with the crop that's coming off the U.S. Doing tremendous. And number two, or number three, I guess, along the way is the spring wheat ratings went up 5%. So all in all, only down 10 is not too bad, is it? Now, the bad thing I will have to say about the wheat, Dave, is, and the one thing is, basis levels are continuing to stay very, very wide.
They're very wide, and as harvest gets going, don't expect that to change anytime soon, I suppose?
All right. Gosh, I wish I could say yes for the positive aspect of things, but it doesn't look good for the basis levels.
From a technical standpoint, it doesn't appear that wheat really wants to challenge the $8 level. Nothing there really particularly special other than, I suppose, a psychological victory.
Well, I think, you know, like I say, we went up against there yesterday. We sold off from that.
Mm-hmm.
And like you say, those even dollar amounts are they're resistance till you break through, and then they become support. And basically, right now, $8 is resistance.
I want to go back to the corn market, and I note that we're about 80% of full carry now. So in your mindset, does that mean that moves on the new crop will be supported the old crop at this point?
Well, I think that, you know, we're going to be taking a look and watching things, especially that way, Dave. But it does tell us that, you know, if there is that much, if there is carry there, we're not in a desperate situation for need of corn immediately. So, I mean, as long as there's that kind of carry there, why, it's not telling us we're running out of corn.
What close do you need to see in new crop corn to suggest a leg higher at this point?
Oh, I think, you know, the 650 is our resistance today. As we look at things, we're in the trading range, and I think that the close over 650 would be very much of a next shot up type of reading.
Thank you, Wayne. We'll talk to you again this afternoon.
Thank you, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. This just in from the Associated Press. Officials say Hillary Rodham Clinton will acknowledge tonight that Barack Obama has the delegates for the Democrat nomination for president. Let's go ahead and look at Ed Kieser's two-state forecast. He reminds us a tornado watch is in effect for portions of central and southern Illinois until 11 a.m., and a severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for portions of northwest and extreme west central Illinois until 3 o'clock this afternoon. Today, in the north and central sections, mostly cloudy with periods of rain and thunderstorms. In the south, a mix of clouds and sunshine with scattered thunderstorms. Some thunderstorms may be severe, and some locally heavy rainfall is likely. Highs ranging from 65 along the Chicago lakefront to 90 degrees in far southern Illinois. Tonight, mostly cloudy with areas of rain and thunderstorms. Lows of 55 in far northern Illinois to 72 in the far south. Then tomorrow, in southern Illinois and southwestern Indiana, a chance of thunderstorms early, otherwise mostly sunny and hot. Elsewhere, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms. Highs ranging from around 70 along the Chicago lakefront to 92 in far southern Illinois. Mostly dry weather is expected Thursday into Friday morning, followed by another round of storms late Friday into Saturday, and warm weather will continue for the foreseeable future. Current tick on trade, July wheat in Kansas City at 8:13, down 8 at the Board of Trade. July wheat, 7.72, down 10 and a half. December, 8.16, down 4 and a quarter. July corn, 6.12 and a half, down 3 and a quarter. December, 6.40 and a half, down 2 and 3 quarters. July beans, 13.77 and a half, up 12. November, 13.64, up 5 and one half. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.